class. Today, we have an amazing video, which is about cities around the world. I'm sure you guys know about the cities and countries. So in this video, we will watch two countries, Iceland and South Africa. And you will see some nice places in the cities in these countries. But before we watch the video, let's take a look at these useful words. In here, these are the name of famous cities in the world. For example, New York. Most of you guys, I'm sure you know about it. London, Paris, Tokyo, and Cape Town, which we see it later in the video. Here, pollution. Pollution and air quality. Pollution and air quality. Highest hill. Highest hill. Population. Population. Poverty. 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 Warm and cool. Warm and cool. Warmest, coolest. Warmest, coolest. Lagoon, lagoon, and spa city. Before we watch the video, I have a question for you. What is the population of your city? Please feel free to answer this question in the comments below. Thank you, guys.
Living in a big city can be a great experience. World-famous cities like New York, Paris, and London have got amazing architecture, multicultural populations, interesting museums and galleries, elegant shops, and beautiful parks. Other cities, like Vancouver on the west coast of Canada, and Melbourne in the southeast of Australia, are smaller. But they are famous for being great places to live, with a very high quality of life. And there are many other cities around the world that offer great experiences for the people that live there and visitors. Reykjavik is the capital city of Iceland. The city area has a population of only 200,000, but it's the largest city in Iceland. Half of the population of the country live in the city, but it's one of the smallest capital cities in Europe. Because the city is so far north, the days are very long in the summer and very short in the winter. The warmest month is July, with a daytime temperature of about 14 degrees Celsius. The coldest month is January, with temperatures of around 2 degrees. The residents of Reykjavik speak Iceland's official language, Icelandic. It's a very old language, and it can be a very difficult language for foreigners to understand and pronounce. The city is surrounded by the amazing geysers that cover Iceland. People often call the city the Spa City. When you see the beautiful Blue Lagoon, it's easy to understand the nickname. The lagoon is only a 40-minute bus trip from Reykjavik, and it is just one of 20 naturally hot pools around the city. Even in the winter, when the temperature outside is around 0 degrees and the sun only shines for about 4 hours a day, the water in the pool is around 38 degrees. Because the city uses this geothermal power for its heating, Reykjavik is one of the cleanest and greenest cities in the world. The air quality is excellent, and there isn't much pollution. The tallest building in Iceland is the Hallgrímskirkja in Reykjavik. This church is on the highest hill in Reykjavik, and it has the best view over this beautiful and unusual city. Cape Town is on the other side of the world, on the southwest coast of South Africa. The city sits between the mountains and the sea. Its tallest and most famous mountain is Table Mountain. The city has a population of over 3.5 million. But it's only the second biggest city in South Africa. Johannesburg is bigger than Cape Town. The residents of Cape Town speak many different languages. There are 11 official languages in South Africa. The summer is warm and dry in Cape Town. Summer is from November to March. The winters are cool and rainy. The wettest month is June. Cape Town's residents often call the city the Mother City because it is the oldest city in South Africa. But Cape Town offers a variety of experiences. You can try surfing at some of the best beaches in South Africa. You can see old and modern architecture in the city. Or you can visit busy markets selling traditional African handicrafts and food. The area around the city is also home to an amazing variety of wildlife. But there is also a lot of poverty around Cape Town. Some areas are very crowded and the housing is poor. Visitors need to be careful because the city can be dangerous. But its amazing wildlife, rich cultural mix, and stunning natural beauty make Cape Town an amazing place to visit.